Your horse racing preview is brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.
So now we're going to talk horse racing on the programme, and as always, Martin Murphy of Horse Racing Ireland joins us on the programme. So it's hello to you, Martin.
Hello to you, Barry. How are you keeping?
Very well, Martin. And yourself?
Oh, good. Not a bad one. Enjoying, I suppose, life here at the Curragh on a Friday evening, I suppose, a bit different than normal, and looking forward to some good racing for Down Royal on Saturday and Cork on Sunday. But just talking out there, they're getting very close now to the big Champions weekend in 2 weeks' time at Leopardstown and the Curragh. So building up nicely for that. Plenty of good racing and action there, and hopefully looking forward to a great meeting and that fantastic local weekend.
Yeah, that's going to be quite an occasion there that weekend. Just before we go into this weekend's action, of course, we're always, I suppose, trying to highlight Cork jockeys that are doing well, and that one that has certainly been doing well over the last 12 or 13 months is Darragh O'Keefe. Martin, you must be really impressed with this young jockey.
Unbelievable, has to be said, Barry. Now, he really is. He's taken the race on World by Storm, it has to be said. I mean, he's written well over 40-something winners in just over a year, and he has tremendous achievement in National Hunt. I've seen him riding a good winner again at Bellstone last night, doubles, and he's riding for every sort of trainer as well, riding a lot for JP McManus, which is obviously a good sign as well, right, friend of Bulger and different trainers, and that £5 claim will be gone fairly shortly. You know, he needs a couple of more winners to get rid of that, and then he'll be down to £3 claim until he rides 60 winners, and after that he comes a fully fledged professional. But no doubt he really has been the talk of the racing world this summer, has to be said, and fair play to him, and hopefully the future is bright as long as he keeps injury free. I can see him definitely being possibly a future champion jockey. Really, really doing very well.
Yeah, we're looking forward to following his progress, and I suppose it'd be rude not to give a mention to young Douglas jockey Aaron McKay, of course, who's come back from a brief spell in England, and he's been in the winners' enclosures over the last week or so as well.
He has indeed won a fantastic double at Killarney last Saturday, actually. Would you believe it? Back to both horses to finish second to him, so I was wondering who he was. I actually hadn't known much about him, but for a 10-pound claimer, he was extremely polished in beating two very good jockeys in the likes of Gavin Ryan and Wayne Lorden, of course, classic winning jockey Wayne Lorden. He beat him by only a head or a neck, and that was and then he of course followed up on a tricky track at Bellistown on Wednesday evening on the same horse high altitude. So fair play to him, he's only back, as you say, and he certainly will make his presence felt. He's down to be able to claim £7 now, and certainly a young jockey that could be going places.
Yeah, he looks one to keep on side going forward. I think punters are always looking for, I suppose, good jockeys that are claiming. We've seen it in the UK with the likes of Kieran Fallon as well. But concentrating on action this weekend, Martin, Saturday's programme of course is Down Royal, and there's 8 races down for the season and a couple of good races on that card.
Yes, indeed, very competitive race. I mean, with lots of entries, so we have to divide the race there. So the last race now was quarter to six. We have to divide the local handicap over a mile and a half. And Down Royal is a very, very good flat track, it has to be said. Excellent national track as well. And even though it's a long spin up for a lot of the Southern trainers, they have no hesitation in running any sort of horse up there. 2-year-olds, very good fuels coming up there. Next to Johnny Morton, Dermot Weld, have no hesitation. Aidan O'Brien, Joseph Bryan sends up plenty of runners. So it's a really, really good track this one. And a very fair track indeed. And a very good track for National Hunt races as well, and hopefully there'll be a big crowd tomorrow. It's always very well supported, very well run, I have to say, Down Royal, and it's been one of the best success stories in Irish racing in recent years.
Yeah, and if you were to point the punters into the right direction over the course of the day, what stands out for you?
Well, Joseph Bryan is having a tremendous season, as one would expect. And one of the feature races is actually the last race, the quarter six, the Ladbrokes Ultras Reserve, which is a strange race, this one, Perry, because actually the longest flat race run in Ireland, over 2 miles and 2 furlongs. And they obviously need a horse that will get every yard of the trip. And a horse there called Linger has been doing particularly well in the summer for Joseph Bryan. He's very cleverly placed him to run over hurdles, over fences, and on the flat. And he was twice a winner to Cowan Festival, one over hurdles and one on the flat. Then he was looks at like he might have won at Tremor last time over fences a couple of weeks ago until he came down at the last fence. But I think he has a very big chance of winning the very last race there, the 5:45, the Ulster's Reserve, which tomorrow. And he's up £13 that win at Galway. And it is a decent race, upgraded as another winner for Tony Martin, another Galway winner, and Hurricane Sky for Charles Bryan always runs very well in these races. But I think Linger has a very good chance in that particular event. The opening race then Joseph has another good chance of winning here with a horse called Lady Penelope. Ran second and both runs today. Second last about at Tipperary was a very good effort, and I think she, in a nice draw in stall too, will take plenty of beating here. So filly's maiden, and I think she'll probably make most of the running and will take, as I say, lots of beating. In other race then, the 2:15, Cruella de Vil for Johnny Murtagh has been knocking his door all season long. She wasn't drawn very well the last time at Cork and slightly disappointing, but she definitely has bright prospects in that 2:15 event. While later on the card, the 2:50, Natural Power for Dot Love. Now, she would be normally a name you associate with 2-year-old, but this one has run two very good races to date, and the form of those races have worked out fairly well. It was not very well drawn in stall 14 in the 7-4 race, the 2:50 event, but Robbie Colligan's a very good rider, and I think he might be able to overcome that handicap of the way draw, and maybe might be able to win that 2:50 event.
Brilliant stuff, Martin. So that's the action from Down Royal on Saturday. We're going to look ahead to the big local meeting on Sunday, just up the road from us, Cork Race Course Mallow. They have 8 races down for decision, of course, and with action getting underway at 2:20. It's an all-flat affair, Martin.
Yes, it is indeed, and some very interesting races indeed. As I say, St. Patrick, that last time, the addition of the new 7-4 on track at Cork has been a really major success, I have to be saying. And there's another race here run over the sprint track this weekend with 26 runners, which is a huge achievement for Cork, to be honest, because the sprint track there in older times, so you're starting to be able to take 16 and 14 runners. But that widened up so much, and it's really a very fair track, beautifully presented, and it has been well received by Irish trainers, as you can imagine, with just a number of runners there in most of those races. And there is plenty of good racing in action. I suppose the feature event is the third race of the card, the 3:20, the Irish EBF Premier Nursery. And some interesting horses here. Aidan O'Brien, Royal County Down, won a similar type race at Galway a couple of weeks ago. He only beat a horse there called Mythologic, trained by himself as well. He was only a head between two on that occasion. Mythologic is £2 better off and would probably be fancied to maybe reverse those placings. Silent Please was a good winner for Jessica Harrington on her first start and must enter calculations. But I think the champion jockey, hopefully of 2 years ago, Colin Keane, who's a good chance of being champion jockey again, he might be the answer here on Geraldine's Marchand's Ensemble. It was at Bellingham when he won fairly impressively a couple of weeks ago and then finished a good third at Killarney trying to give weight away in a winner's race. I think it's a very competitive race, only has only 7 runners. I think Marchand's Ensemble could be the right answer to that one. In other races then, the 2:50 event is a very interesting fillies maiden, and Jessica Harrington has really done well for the fillies this season, and she's got a very good chance here with a horse called Chasing the Dawn. Now, it has an outside draw in stall 17, which is the only drawback here, because ran a fine race, went second to a very good Aidan O'Brien filly at Galway a couple of weeks ago. That filly actually went on and it was just touched off in a group race at the Curragh last weekend, so that form looks a rock solid, and Chasing Dawn will be hard to beat in this opening, in this second race. And she also has a good chance in the opening race with a horse called Unknown Pleasures, finished second on its first start at Cork a couple of weeks ago and might be able to go one place better here under Shane Foley. Again, an outside draw to overcome, but I think his run the last time was very promising, and this Unknown Pleasures could have a good future. She really has some very, very nice 2-year-olds in the yard. Later on the card then, the big sprint handicap of 4:50, wide open event, as you would might have expect here. Tide of Time is a good chance for Edward Lynham, while Abstraction came back to winning ways at Down Royal last time and must have a good chance for Natalie Lupini. But I think Pat Martin's Aspen Bell might be the one here. Very, very effective at Cork, likes this course and distance. And I think with Kitty Leonard on board, she could be the one there. The 5:20 event then might go the way of William McCurry's Yenelik. Has to be said, has overdue win, just got beaten at Roscommon last time, and maybe might get her head in front here. Well, it would be remiss of me to not give some credit to the Corinthian Challenge Charity Race Series. It's been a series of races over the last couple of seasons that has done very well for raising money for charity. The riders taking part have to raise something like 10,000 to ride these 3 races. And we have Yvonne Conley again. She's going to follow up her recent Curragh win on a horse called Never Rush a Con, trained by Jess Carrington. And the way she won on that occasion suggests that she must have a good chance of going in again. As I say, it's a great cause, this one, and the riders do very well to raise the 10,000 to ride the 3 races. I know a horse called Bowerman for Adrian McGuinness will be well fancied as well, but I think that maybe Never Rush Con could follow up that Curragh win. Loves the mile and a half trip, bold along in front, and Yvonne Conley, very capable rider. I think they could be a winning combination in the very last race, the 5:50.
Great stuff, always a great attraction as well, and we wish all the jockeys the very best of luck in that in Cork Racecourse Mallow on Sunday. That's about it. Before we get your best bets of the weekend, Martin, of course, with September really around the corner, of course, they are two away. That really means one thing, of course, and that's the List Oil Harvest Festival. So we'll be looking forward to that as well.
Yes, indeed. And actually, the weights for the Kerry Natural will be published on Monday. Some interest in horses there. Bally O'Sheen, I thought, was a good winner for Enda Bulger at the Killarney Racing Festival a couple of weeks ago. He'll probably have top weight in the race, and he's a touch of, has a touch of class about him. He could go very well there. A wonderful Darrell O'Keefe. They actually fight him there, claiming the £5 off, which should be a big weight. But the Kerry the Stowell Festival is a huge success every year. It comes before Champions Weekend this year, and it should be a very, very popular festival, as it normally is. Hopefully we'll have some decent weather there, and lots to look forward to, as you say, at the Stowell. In Down Isle, just for the best for the weekend, there's one horse there in the 5-10, a horse called Malbass, who won very well at Ballysounder tonight. He really will take an awful lot of beating in a 5-10 race at Down Isle on Saturday. But on Sunday, I'd be happy enough to go along with Aspen Bell at that big sprint handicap there, the 450 event.
Martin, very good as always, and no doubt we'll be talking to you again next weekend. Enjoy the car today, and we'll catch up again next week.
You will, of course, Barry. Thanks very much indeed for the call.
Your horse racing preview was brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.